This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm always glad to be here. I'm glad to be here because the Word of God is here. The people of God are here. And I'm glad I'm a small part to be a part of such a great family. And we're being taught the Word of God. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Harry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to the elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about things of the Spirit today. Before we get into that thought, the choir's going to sing Fight to Die. Thank God. Fight to Die here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Thank God for our choir. Thank God. We have announcements by Deacon Debbie. Thank God.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you, glad for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took here in Los Angeles and the life they lived. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. That doctrine is God's word, which is the Ten Commandments. Yes. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. As the Lord says, keep therefore and do them. Because we can. God said he would not put any more on us than we're able to bear, and we're able to perform his commandments. That's why he gave it to us. He gave it to them in the garden. Let's go to Romans 8 and 5. Things of the Spirit. And if you don't have a foundation in God, a lot of the things I'm speaking of may be strange to your ears. But this is all about he that hath an ear, let him hear. Eyes that see, and not eyes that see not. That's what we have today, and we're blessed. And you're blessed when you have an eye to see and an ear to hear. Yes. Romans 8 and 5, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
So we come to God and we want to get our mind off of our bodies. Yes. Coming to God is something we're coming to God, we want to get from God. And it's of the Spirit. So we want to get our mind off the flesh. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. What?
But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Isn't that beautiful? So we want to have a mind to recognize the things of the Spirit. Because that's what's going to move us ahead in God. That's how we're going to prosper, and that's how we please God. What does the first verse say?
It says
8 and 1.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus.
Now, if you're in Christ Jesus, we are in him. Yes. Now there's no condemnation, but it's to a particular one in Christ. What?
To them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh.
Now, it's we that walk not after the flesh, but after the things of the Spirit.
Beautiful.
No condemnation.
All right.
We only condemn when we walk after the flesh or walking after things God did not give us. That brings forth condemnation.
Yes.
Second verse says what?
For the law of the Spirit of life.
Now, so many that may hear about the commandments, but you know the commandments were done away with. The commandment is law. And we want to speak and talk about the things of the Spirit. The Spirit has a law.
Yes.
God's Spirit has a law. The law of the Spirit, what?
Yes. For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus.
For the law of the Spirit of life. Mm-hmm. Not of the. Of life.
Of life in Christ Jesus.
It's in Christ what?
Hath made me free from the law of sin
and
death.
So when we're in God's commandments, when we're in God's word, when you obey God and we yield to God and yield to the things pertaining to the Spirit, it frees us from the flesh, because you can't do both.
Right.
You can only do one or the other.
Yes.
Can't do both.
Right.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus
hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Isn't that good to know that?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 5 and 17.
Right.
So there's a law of the Spirit of life. So we want the Spirit of God.
Yes.
The Spirit of God has a law.
Yes.
The Spirit of God is law. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
5:17 says what?
Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
No, now listen, as I was just kind of chatting with the elder before broadcast, everybody said they're following the Lord, but his fruits and his works, they stop. The Father says plainly, the Lord says plainly, call no man on earth father. But what do the Catholics do?
Yes, that's
everybody's a father.
Yes.
Where did you ever hear Jesus praying to Mary?
No. That's right, Bishop.
Mary, mother of God. Mary is not the mother of God. Mary is the mother of the Son.
Yes.
Not the mother. God don't have no mother.
Right.
So that's all out of order. Mary, mother of God. Those things don't pertain to the Spirit.
No.
God don't have no mother.
Right.
The Son does. But this is the carnal mind can't see that. It's against God. 5:17 says, think not
that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
I am not come to destroy, but
to fulfill.
Well, wait a minute. Shouldn't we all have the same mind?
Yes.
If the Lord said, call no man father, should we call any man father?
No.
We'll call you a pastor or whatever you might be, but we don't reverence you. Say, well, reverend.
Right.
Hey, reverend you. That's what the Lord said, reverence no man and call no man master. We don't say master, which is nothing but a teacher, but we just don't refer to him or she as master. Only one we refer to as master is the Lord, right? Because he's the master, right? Read.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Those are the things pertaining to the kingdom. Every jot and tittle written in the law.
Yes.
Now, how do you get rid of a whole day? When the Lord told us in the scripture, remember, don't forget it now, remember the Sabbath day. But you take out the whole day. And it says not one jot or one tittle will pass till heaven and earth, as long as heaven and earth remain. It's still here. So when did we get rid of the jot and tittles? Heaven and earth is still here, right? But these are the things pertaining to the kingdom that God was talking about. Don't take out anything, right? What?
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
But wait a minute, isn't that breaking it? Saying that the first day of the week is the day of worship or the day of rest?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can worship any day. But is it the day of rest? No. The day of rest was given to us by the Father. The seventh day, it was made for man. Not for man to make up his own day. Say, well, you know, I work 6 days a week, 8 days a week. I think I'm going to pick out 6 day window for my rest day. That's you picking it out. Now, that's what you regard to God. But does God regard that? Because remember, the Lord said he's Lord of the Sabbath. Sabbath is the seventh day, not the first day of the week. Right? But everybody got their own bread, wear their own apparel.
That's right.
Yet they won't be called by his name. But if you're dealing with things of the Spirit, it's not where God is. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments. What?
And shall teach
because
men.
That's what they say. They say, well, it's what's a day? What's a day? It's a rest day. God, honestly, we regard it. It's just, what's a day? Anybody can pick a rest day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those in the kingdom call you the least because you teach this mess. Because it's not in God's word. Right?
Yes. And shall teach men so.
What?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
What?
But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in
well,
the kingdom
upset.
Of heaven.
Get upset because you call past leadership great or call leadership great.
All right.
Or call the saints great because that's what the scripture says. That's what God said.
Yes.
Why would you want to change what the Lord said? The Lord said, those that do and teach shall be called great.
Yes.
Why would we want to change it?
All right.
Yes.
Those are the things pertaining to the kingdom, what he designated, right?
Right.
Let's go to 19 and 16. Let's go there.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Good master. Yes.
19
Lord.
And 16. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Matthew.
Yes.
What does it say?
It says, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
The carnal mind thinks like this. Well, one day somebody said something about Jesus, and I hauled off and smacked him because I love the Lord. And you think that's going to get you into the kingdom because you stood up for God. I believe Peter stood up for God. And he said, get thee hence, Satan. God don't want none of our bold zeals unless it's according to his word. Or because we really love God out of ignorance. But how do you know if you love God? When the truth comes, do you humble down? And we tell all of those that listen all the time, if the Lord said the Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak, that's telling you everything you preach should be according to the word, should be according to the commandment. And the first day of the week is not in there. More importantly, it's talking about living holy. That gives our doctrine right in there. You can't keep a day holy if you don't live holy. Isn't that beautiful to know that? 19:16 said,
and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal
life? I just
want to
do one thing now. I ain't going to do too many now. Now, what can I do? Listen, when I was 10 years old, it was a child on the middle of the street, and I grabbed that child, and they almost got ran over by a car. But I saved their life. I know God going to save mine. I don't think that's the way it worked like that. But the Lord said, what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
All right.
What exchange? God's looking for the things pertaining to the spirit. Because the flesh don't profit anything. Right. That's what he tells us, right? Mm-hmm. Read.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good.
In other words, nice big words. So you said you did all this for the Lord. And some people feel like, you know, like we had one in here, had their leg shot off, and the foot was in their mouth. And they said, I know God was he did that to save me. He did, but they didn't stay saved. They left God. After all of that. But that didn't mean anything because they got shot. A lot of people get shot. They never know God. Some people get blown up, never know anything about God because they weren't going to serve God. That's the way God is. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Read.
Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God.
But what?
But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
God has given us the things pertaining to eternal life, the kingdom.
Yes.
How plain is that? Does that say... Now, we know you couldn't keep them. Me and the Father know you couldn't keep these. So guess what? We got rid of it.
No.
You're free to do whatever you want to do. That's not what God is saying.
No.
If you're going to enter into life,
keep the commandments.
Those are specific instructions.
Right.
But where's the room for error?
No room.
The error is they ain't got no ear to hear. Because it's like trying to tell a person, don't you see that? And they're blind. They can't see. And they don't have the ear to hear because they have no mind to live for God.
Right.
Some do have a mind, they hear it, it's tingling. They get condemned, but they love the world more.
Mm-hmm.
How plain is that?
Yes.
Plain.
17, read it again.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
What?
That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the
commandments. How plain? What preacher do we know besides the anointed in here is preaching, keep the commandments? Who's preaching that? That's what Jesus preached.
Right.
We want to bring out the things pertaining to the kingdom and pertaining to the spirit.
Beautiful.
Keep the commandments. That beautiful? How
yes.
plain is that? Let's go to St. John 12 and 49. Let's
All
go
right.
there.
All right.
Now, because of the volume of scripture, I may not get to certain points I want to make.
All right.
But this is for those that have an ear to hear.
Right.
Good for. For those that, now if there's anybody on the outside that's happened to catch this broadcast and you're saying it makes sense to you, you're probably a candidate that you want to listen in to more teaching. In other words, that means you might be a sheep. 12:49 says what?
For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me.
Now again, which one of God's anointed have you seen spoken for themselves? Who speaks for themselves? All we're speaking is the commandments. We're speaking about God. This is not our doctrine. They said, well, you all teach, hey, the Lord is the one that said, come out from among them. Be ye separate. I didn't teach that. I am only preaching what he taught.
Yes.
And if you want to say I'm teaching what he taught, the same thing. Come out. We want to be separate from these people of the world, because that's who we were. If we want to change,
We're not going to mind the things of the flesh. That's the world.
Right.
But the things that be of God. What?
But the Father, which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak.
So that's what Peter said. If any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God. In other words, anything we speak is pertaining to the 10 precepts. And anything that don't pertain to that is carnal. And it's not the doctrine of God. It's giving you the rest day and everything that God is requiring. It lets you know who the gods are. Well, I don't tell you who the gods. That's what God is supposed to teach us that. But having no gods. And yet he is telling us the gods. The gods are these. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Romans 8 and 2. Let's read that.
All right. Yes.
We're just getting started. And all of those that cross this website or this, what do you call that? Are we on YouTube? Podcast. Don't pass by. Stop and sit a while.
Mm-hmm.
Grab your cup of coffee. And if you listen long to the coffee, probably won't taste as well as it did before. It's going to probably not be such a great event. Yeah. 8 and 2.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free.
As I say, many don't think about it, but the Spirit of God has a law. It is law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made us free from the law of sin and death.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
What?
And for sin, condemn sin in the flesh.
So wait a minute. He had to condemn sin out of his mind, out of his flesh, the same as we have to do the same thing.
Yes.
That's what we are sons for, to destroy the old man.
Yes.
That's what we are born for. 6 and 23 says what? Romans.
6:23.
Law of sin.
Yes. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal
so,
life. Through Jesus Christ.
The law of sin is you get paid. The law of sin is you get a reward. The law of sin is you are transgressing God's law. Because that's what sin is, the transgression. Let's go to 1 John 5.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone don't really understand what the scripture is saying, but if you follow the Spirit, you'll get understanding. That's how you get understanding, by following the Spirit and believing the Spirit.
Yes.
1 John 3 and 4. What does it say?
3 and 4. It says, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law.
So the law of sin is transgression.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law of sin. The law of it is when you transgress against God, you die. If you transgress against God, you get paid wages for that. Read it again.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law.
What?
For sin is the transgression of the law.
What does the 8th verse say?
He that committeth sin is of the devil,
mm-hmm.
for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested.
So this was the whole purpose of being born again.
Mm-hmm.
To destroy this old man. You cannot destroy that old man unless you've been born again. Unless you begin to mind the things of the Spirit. If you don't mind the things of the Spirit, the old man ain't going anywhere. But that's why we were chosen to destroy the old man. What?
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
As I say again, Jesus gave us an example. I come in the likeness of sinful flesh, just like you. And destroy.
Yes.
We have to destroy. And if we destroy, it's yet God destroying because we're using his weapons. You can't destroy the enemy without using the things of the Spirit. You can't destroy it. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Read.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of
God.
So
we should ask all of those that Baptists and all these other different denominations, whatever they call themselves, even if they say they're in holiness, where are those people? Where is the one that's born of God that doth not commit sin? Since you say you have to commit sin, you can't help but sin, where are they?
All right.
Because sin is a transgression of God's law. But if we're to destroy the enemy, you have to obey God.
Right.
That's how you get rid of the wages, by obeying God. How right. plain is that?
Right.
But when you ask them, where are these people? Well, can anybody live perfect? Well, where are they?
Right.
There's no answer. Even after 35 years of research. They still haven't found an answer to, you know.
Right, Pastor.
Well, those people say, well, I don't know about them.
No.
I do.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
In this, the children of God are manifested.
Wait a minute. Did it tell you plainly? Mm-hmm. It's telling you this is how you know God's people. It's how they manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
In this, the children of God are manifest. What?
And the children of the devil.
How many people know that the devil has children? How many people know that they are the devil's children unless they've been born again? How many know that? Devil got children and God's got children. But
yes.
you have to select to be born of God. That yes. first one, you got to be selected. You already come in born to the devil. You just don't know it. But in this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. What?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of
God. Plain, is that a direct quote?
That's direct.
If you don't do righteousness, you say, well, the Lord is of a righteousness. That's fine. But there's still some righteousness you got to do.
Right.
What is that that you got to do that he's, you say he's your righteousness? But what do you got to do? What does it say? Whosoever doeth not righteousness
is not
of God. Of God. What?
Neither he that loveth not his brother.
What does the seventh verse say?
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he
so
is righteous.
So we're not talking about the Lord our righteousness. It's talking about righteousness as a way, even as he is righteous.
Right.
So you can't say, well, the Lord is my righteousness. He said, well, no, wait a minute. Let nobody deceive you. He that doeth righteousness. So it ain't doing the Lord. It's doing righteousness.
Right.
Is righteous just like he is.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Well, we find that out. 6:24-25, Deuteronomy.
All right.
How plain is that?
Yes, Pastor.
These are the things pertaining to the Spirit.
Beautiful.
If you want to know about righteousness, follow the Spirit.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 6:24-25, what does it say?
And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God,
mm-hmm.
for our good always.
What?
That he might preserve us alive as it is at this day.
What?
And it shall be our righteousness.
Now listen, this is before Jesus came on scene. That didn't change because he came on scene.
Mm-hmm.
If this is our righteousness, if he comes on scene, he's yet our righteousness because he is the Word, right?
Yeah.
But it says,
and it shall be our righteousness
what?
If we observe to do all these
how
commandments.
How plain is that? But why would the Lord say it's going to be your righteousness, excuse me, if the commandment's done away with?
Right.
It's not done away with. These are the things pertaining to the Spirit. What?
If ye observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath
and
commanded
he commanded us.
Us.
How plain is that? Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 119 and 172.
All right.
Thank God for knowledge. And I don't get tired of reading that. Somebody tune in and say, every time we tune in, you own that commandment.
All right.
Well, I thought every time you go to church, people preaching God's word, but that's not what they're doing. They're preaching everything but his word. All kind of fantasies and stuff. 119 and 172 says what?
My tongue shall speak of thy word.
What?
For all thy commandments are righteousness.
Well, wait a minute. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. How plain is that? Is that a witness?
Yes.
Out of the mouth of two or three?
Yes.
Let every word be established? Plain. What? Hard to understand about that. Thank God. Let's go to 1 John 5:17. Let's go there. Let's see what Brother John talking about. We just left Brother John a minute ago.
All right, Pastor.
But Brother John have a lot to say. He's a cloud with water. And if you want to get sprinkled on, just keep stay with us.
All right.
1 John 5:17. What does it say?
All unrighteousness is sin.
All what?
Unrighteousness is sin.
Is sin. What?
Yes. And there is a sin not unto death.
Now that's not good to say that. Listen, Pastor, I want to know about every sin that's not unto death. So I don't mess up. You messed up already trying to find sin you can do.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
All unrighteousness is sin, right? See, I want that one that you ain't gonna die. That's not what you do. That ain't what you do. So now if I look at my brother funny, but not in my heart, is that okay? What did it say again? All.
All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death.
What?
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
Stop! How would you know that when can't anybody help but sin? Ain't nobody perfect, that's what they teach out there. Ain't nobody perfect. You can't help but sin. God knew that. That's not what this is saying. What does it say, Deacon Friend?
But he that is begotten of God.
No, we know.
Yes, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
Stop. How would you know that unless you're there?
Right.
You got to be able to say that. I can say that. We know that whoever is born of God don't commit sin. The only one going to say that you, that's impossible, the one don't know God. Read it again.
Yes. We know that whosoever.
Now, we're talking about the saints of God. We know.
That whosoever.
Wait a minute. Was that who was talking there? One of the saints that walk with him?
Yes.
He's the one that walked with him. And I don't think he said, okay, it's all of the commandments he talked about. Forget about that now because he knew you couldn't do it. He didn't say that.
No.
We know.
That whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
What?
But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself.
Whoa, you can keep yourself? Now that's what the Holy Ghost do. Holy Ghost a keeper.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes.
It don't say that, but whosoever is begotten of God run around the church kicking off the shoes saying,
no.
Praise the Lord.
No.
That ain't what it does. It keeps you from sinning.
Go ahead.
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. What?
But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself.
What?
And that wicked one toucheth him not.
Don't even touch him?
All right.
Where's all those preachers say, you know, you can't help but sin. God knows we couldn't keep those commandments. Well, what? This don't sound like the same thing.
No.
Does it?
No.
Second verse, what does it say?
5 and 2 says,
By this
we know
what?
That we love the children of God.
What?
When we love God
what?
And keep his commandments.
I thought they said that the disciples that did away with those commandments. They didn't have to do that. It was all about his blood and his. It was about that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you left the cross and you left the blood, you got to go live.
Yes.
And this we know that we love the children of God. What?
When we love God and keep his commandments.
What?
For this is the love of God.
This is God's love, that you keep his commandments.
Yes.
He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How can God say, if you love me? How did the Lord say, if you love me, keep my commandments, when the commandments are done away with? That's what all these preachers preaching now.
Yes.
If you stop by this website and hear me saying this, call your preacher and say, why are you saying that, preacher man, lady? Transy? Whatever. They're there too. They got transies that are preaching. And the transies in between one or the other, they don't know what they are. But they're in between worlds. Okay, come on.
For this is the love of God.
This is the love of God. What?
That we keep his commandments.
What?
And his commandments are not grievous.
They're not grievous? Why would they say you can't keep them? Isn't that beautiful to know that? Thank God. Let's go to Romans 7 and 14.
All right.
They're not grievous, saints.
Thank God.
It's a way of life.
Yes.
And I got a little bit more to say about this.
All right. Beautiful.
Spiritual minded, you are aware of the things that are pertaining to the Spirit, things of the Spirit. 7 to 14 says what?
For we know that the law is spiritual.
What?
But I am carnal. Sold under sin.
When a person has a carnal mind, that only means that they are God's enemy, and naturally they don't favor the things of God. Don't mean they're not chosen, but when they do hear it, one that's chosen will say, that makes sense, or they will feel condemnation and they will humble down. Let me know that. 8 and 7 says what?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can
it
be.
It can't be. Because for a carnal mind, like this is not necessary. I don't see the purpose. I don't believe that. I don't see that. It's impossible. They don't see, there's no agreement with the carnal mind. Even when you're chosen.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.